Hey friends, happy Wednesday. It's Graham here, coming from a rainy UK. Hey, in a moment, I want to share one of my favorite words in the New Testament. Really powerful thing that's helped me over the years. Let me do a few quick housekeeping things before that. If you're on my YouTube channel for the first time, want to hit the subscribe button down there, give the bell symbol a long press, and just check out some of the links below as well. Hey, we have a weekly email newsletter. We send it every Friday. It's the best way of keeping in touch with us, completely free. And I have a new course coming out later this week on the disciplines of a spirit-filled life as well. So details about that should be below as well. Boom. Well, I'm in the UK. I am here for a week. I'm currently in the city of Liverpool, in the town where I was born, quite literally. It's a rainy day today. I don't even see this actually. But I am having a nice black coffee in one of my favorite cafes in the world. Hey, I'm going to be speaking in Manchester, Liverpool, and London, and also be in Wales with some folks doing a leadership thing there. So, yeah, if any friends in the UK, check out my itinerary online. Love to meet with you while here. Also be connecting with family and trying to do some writing as well. I heard a joke the other day. So, guy walks into a bar and meets somebody, and this guy says, The guy in the bar says, I'm writing a novel. And the guy who walked in said, oh, neither am I. Think about it. So I'm working on not writing a novel, but finishing a book I've been writing for a while. So pray for me for that. Good. Hey, let me show something real quick. What's your favorite Bible verse? If you ever have one, I don't think you need to have one. Many people might say John 3:16. My favorite Bible verse is John 14, verse 20. And it simply says this: in that day, you will know that I am in the Father, that you are in me, and I am in you. In that day, you'll know you're in the Father, you're in me, I'm in you. And just love to meditate on that. I've been thinking about it for years and exploring it and diving into it like a swimming pool. And you know, just today I was thinking about that, and it's like I got stuck. If anybody ever had an old record player or gramophone player, I actually have one in my office that I rarely use, I confess. A vinyl player, a good one, a modern one. But especially in the old days, sometimes you put a record on and it would stick, and the same thing would keep repeating. And it's like this morning I was thinking about that verse, and it just got stuck on this: in that day you will know. In that day, you will know. In that day, you will know. And of course, there are things God really wants us to know. And yet sometimes knowing is more important than what we know. In that day, Jesus is speaking about the day of the Lord, the day of Pentecost, the day that we're in right now. And in that day, you will know. I mean, you'll know I'm in you. I'm the Father, you're in me, I'm in you. But you'll actually know. John said in 1 John 5 verse 12, we know he who has the Son has life, he who does not have the Son does not have life. And he says we know that we pass from darkness to light. And there is a knowing that comes, it can only really come through the Holy Spirit, but God wants us to know things, yeah? I think we've, in the West, kind of reduced the word know to the idea of intellectual learning. I will buy a book, I will read, I will think, I'll take some notes, and then I'll know. And really, as many of you know, the Greek word is the word ginesko, G-I-N-E-S-K-I-O. I believe it's something like that. I don't have a lexicon with me, but and it speaks of intimate knowledge. It speaks of a sexual relationship at times. Like it says, Joseph did not know his wife Mary until she conceived and brought forth Jesus. When it speaks about knowing, it speaks of experiential knowing. And so often we're washed in our culture. You know, we are a logic-based culture ever really since the Renaissance, the Enlightenment. I once heard somebody give an example, and it really is true, this, that if you go to somebody in the West and say to them, peaches don't grow in cold countries, Greenland is a cold country, and then say, are there peaches in Greenland? Your average person in the West will go, peaches don't grow in cold countries, Greenland's cold country, ergo no, there are no peaches in Greenland. That's true, there are no natural peach trees in Greenland, I believe. If you go to somebody, let's say in India or in the East, and say to them, peaches don't grow in cold countries, are there peaches in Greenland? The first answer is, I don't know, I've never been to Greenland. Now, watch out, we could look at that and look down on that and think like, huh, you know, can't they work that out? And no, it's not the point. It's the point being is the basis of deduction is experience before logic. And I suggest to you, the Bible is an Eastern book, and that God wants us to have experiential knowledge. God wants us to take his word, excuse me, sitting on a plane with dry air for a while. So God wants us to take his word and learn it, amen, think about it. I'm with you with that one. But he wants us to experience it, and he wants us to know. And one of the roles of Holy Spirit is to bring us into truth. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is coming, he'll lead you into truth, and he'll lead truth into you. And I think one of the challenges of Christian life for some of us in the West is that we think we know things. We think we know things that we don't know. We think we know things that we've learned, but we don't know them. Yeah, I'm in Liverpool here today. I know this town. Like, I know it quite well. I mean, by that, I mean, my parents used to bring me here every single Saturday in the 1970s, you know, and I've worked here in the 1980s, and I know it well. What does God want you to know today? Here's my question to you. What is it that maybe the Lord is trying to bring you into a deeper knowledge, a deeper experience, a deeper vacation of, a deeper journey into? In that day, you will know. We're in the day of knowing, not in so much in the day of learning. And I encourage you, learn to come to Holy Spirit and say, you are the knower. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 2 speaks of that. Eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, hasn't entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. And then the end of that passage, 1 Corinthians 2:16, says, we have the mind of Christ. So today, ask God to help you know something. In that day, you will know. Selah. Hope that's blessed you guys. I'm going to enjoy my really good coffee here and get some lunch. And drop me a line. Let me know if I can pray for you at all, or simply say hi in the comments. Love to hear from you. Bye for now.